Greetings, friends. The abomination of desolation is spoken of by Daniel the prophet in three places. It's in Daniel chapter 9, chapters 11, and chapter 12. I've shown you in two of those passages how two pagan people fulfilled part, that's right, fulfilled part of those prophecies. In quick review, let's read about these two pagan people, and we're going to turn to Daniel chapter 9 and Daniel chapter 11 to read about how two pagan people fulfilled part of those prophecies spoken of by Daniel the prophet in regards to the abomination of desolation. Let's turn first to Daniel chapter 11. And I will state that in verses 21 through 39, this refers to Antiochus Epiphanes. And if you've been listening in previous programs, you'll remember that we went over this in depth. Verses 21 through 39 of Daniel chapter 11 refer to Antiochus Epiphanes. But verses 40 through 45 do not refer to Antiochus Epiphanes. Verses 40 through 45 do not refer to Antiochus Epiphanes. That means that Antiochus Epiphanes fulfilled only a part of the prophecy regarding the abomination of desolation. And let's read verse 31. This is the part specifically that he did fulfill. And arms shall stand on his part. What does this mean, arms shall stand on his part? Because you'll also probably remember from previous programs that I mentioned, as the scripture mentions, that when you see the abomination of desolation standing in the holy place, and I ask that question, what does standing mean? Well, here it says, an arm shall stand on his part. What that means is that the Syrian army of Antiochus Epiphanes stood up to give him assistance in this battle. And arms shall stand on his part, and they shall pollute, this is key, they shall pollute, not destroy, the sanctuary of strength. What God said absolutely happened. Antiochus Epiphanes came in and polluted and desecrated the temple, but he did not destroy the temple. So it says, and they shall pollute the sanctuary of strength, and the sanctuary of strength is the temple, and they shall take away the daily sacrifice, and they shall place the abomination that makes desolate. This occurred from 167 to 164 BC. So again, I state that Antiochus fulfilled verses 21 through verses 39 of Daniel chapter 11. And specifically, we read from Daniel 11, verse 31. But he did not fulfill verses 40 through 45. Let's go on to the second pagan person that fulfilled a part of the prophecy concerning the abomination of desolation. This second person is Titus, a Roman general. And we can turn to now Daniel chapter 9, and we'll read verses 26 through 27. Because Titus did fulfill verse 26 of Daniel chapter 9, but he did not fulfill verse 27. Let's read this. After 62 weeks, Messiah shall be cut off. And Messiah was cut off in 31 AD, but not for himself. Obviously, he didn't die for his own sins. He died for the sins of the world. And the people of the prince. Who are the people of the prince? The people of the prince are the Roman armies of Titus. Titus was the prince at the time when this was fulfilled, because his father was emperor of Rome. His father was Emperor Vespasian. Titus, being the son, was the prince of Rome. And the people of the prince would be the people that the prince controlled, i.e., the Roman army. So it says, and the people of the prince that shall come after Yeshua was crucified shall destroy. Yes, that's right. They destroyed the city. They didn't just pollute it as Antiochus's army did. They actually destroyed it. They destroyed the sanctuary and the city. And it says, the end thereof shall be with a flood, and unto the end of the war desolations are determined. This occurred in 70 AD. But Titus did not fulfill this next part. This is in verse 27. And he shall confirm the covenant with many for 1 week. And students of Bible prophecy understand that this 1 week is actually 7 years, because 1 week has 7 days. If you take 1 year for a day, that means there are 7 years. And in the middle of the week, he shall cause the sacrifice and the offering to cease. My question to you is, when did Titus ever make a covenant with many for 1 week or 7 years? He never did that. He never fulfilled this part of the verse. Another question would be, if he did make a covenant with many for 1 week, 7 years, then when did he, in the middle of the week, cause that sacrifice and offering to cease? He never did that. He destroyed the sanctuary, which means that he stopped the daily sacrifices from being offered, but that wasn't in the middle of the week. Titus actually came to power in 70 AD and destroyed the temple and therefore stopped the sacrifices in 70 AD. That's 1 year, not 7 years. That's not halfway into his reign. That is only in the first year of his reign. So he did not fulfill this part of the prophecy. And finishing the rest of it says, and for the overspreading of abominations, he shall make it desolate, even until the consummation. The consummation has not happened yet. And that which is determined shall be poured upon the desolator. Now, we have said that Antiochus fulfilled a part of Daniel chapter 11. We have said that Titus fulfilled a part of Daniel chapter 9. There is a third place in the Bible where the abomination of desolation is spoken of, and that is in Daniel chapter 12. But you know what? Neither Titus nor Antiochus fulfilled anything in Daniel chapter 12. Neither one of them has anything to do with Daniel chapter 12. Let's turn there and read verses 11 and 12. From the time that the daily sacrifice shall be taken away, and the abomination that makes desolate set up, there shall be 1290 days. Blessed is he that waits and comes to the 1335 days. My question to you is, did Titus or Antiochus do something that lasted for 1290 days? The answer is no. Antiochus did take away the daily sacrifice, but he did it for 1150 days, not 1290 days, much less 1335 days. Now, in another program, we are going to look at Daniel chapter 8, because this is where it talks about Antiochus actually stopping the daily sacrifice for 1150 days. But that's for a future program. Suffice it to say right now that Antiochus took away the daily sacrifice for 1150 days. It was not 1290 days, much less 1335 days. And by the way, 1150 days is 3 years and 2 months. You can find that by saying that 3 years, if you take 360 days in a year, 3 times 360 is 1,080. You take 1,080, which is 3 years, you still have 70 more days to add on to the 1,080 to make up the 1,150. So, in total, 1150 days is 3 years and 2 months. And I know that's a lot of numbers, but if you do the math, you'll see that 1150 days is 3 years and 2 months. Now, what happened in 1150 days or 3 years and 2 months? What happened is Antiochus polluted the temple from 167 BC to 164 BC. That is 3 years and 2 months period of time. When he did this, a perfect fulfillment of the abomination of desolation in this sense of the word. After a little over 3 years, the Maccabees defeated Antiochus cleanse the temple, and restarted the daily sacrifices. Now, Titus did take away the daily sacrifice also, but he did it for way more than 1290 days. Daniel chapter 12 and verse 11, as we saw, it says that the abomination that makes desolate is going to be set up, and from that time there's going to be 1290 days. Well, Titus took away the daily sacrifice, but it lasted for way more than 1290 days. After all, the daily sacrifices haven't been offered in the temple for way more than 1290 years. In fact, it's been more like 1930 years so far, because Titus took away the daily sacrifices in 70 AD. 70 AD to now is actually 1935 years. So it's been way more than 1290 days since this abomination of desolation was set up and the daily sacrifice was taken away. That leaves us with the question: if Antiochus and Titus have not fulfilled all of the prophecies concerning the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet, does this mean that someone else will come on the scene in the future that will fulfill the prophecies of the abomination of desolation? The answer is a resounding yes! As we prepare to discover the future fulfillment of the abomination of desolation, let me remind you of the scriptural definition of the abomination of desolation. The abomination of desolation is an end time, corrupt and carnal king that sets himself up in the Jerusalem temple as supreme ruler and causes his army to stop the daily sacrifice of the Jews in the temple, and eventually destroys the temple, destroys the city, and destroys the people. And this is the prelude to the Great Tribulation. Now, I'm going to repeat this. This is probably the clearest and most precise definition that you will ever hear of the abomination of desolation. And I say that because it's taken directly from the scriptures. The abomination of desolation is an end time, corrupt and carnal king that sets himself up in the Jerusalem temple as supreme ruler and causes his army to stop the daily sacrifice of the Jews in the temple, and eventually destroys the temple, destroys the city, and destroys the people. And this is the prelude to the Great Tribulation. Antiochus Epiphanes and Titus were types of the future fulfillment of the abomination of desolation. They fulfilled parts of the prophecy spoken of by Daniel the prophet concerning the abomination of desolation, but they did not fulfill all of them. That means that there is a future fulfillment, which we will go over in future programs.
If you would like to contact us or order free literature, please visit our website at www.christianambassadors.org. That's www.christianambassadors.org, or call us on 404-412-0032. That's 404-412-0032. Thanks for listening. May God be in you.